Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. And my colleague, Mary Anastasia O'Grady, is the America's editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, also the America's columnist, writing about Colombia. Colombia in the news these last years because of what was presented as a peaceful resolution to a longstanding guerrilla narco-terrorism turmoil threat to the government represented by the group called FARC. That was resolved, we were told, by the then president of Colombia, Santos, and it led to a resolution that used words such as amnesty, participation in the government, and forgiving. However, there was one aspect of it that was not resolved, and Mary's writing about it most recently. It had to do with justice for Colombian women who were brutalized and by the FARC and remain without justice. Mary, a very good evening to you. This seems like a major story. Does it worry the FARC? Does it worry those who supported the peace amnesty of several years past?
Well, good evening, John. I don't think it worries anybody on the side of the FARC. I mean, they feel like they won. Let's go back in time. You know, Juan Manuel Santos was the president. He said he was going to negotiate with the FARC, which was going to put down its weapons. He said that they would have to do time for their crimes. He said they would have to hand in all their ill-gotten gains from drug trafficking. He said they would not get seats in Congress. He said that they were going to have to confess their crimes. None of that happened. They came up with a deal in which they would not spend even one day in jail. That was their pledge. They said, we will not spend even one day in jail. And sure enough, they did not spend one day in jail. And the court, the special peace court, which Santos promised would give reparations and would get to the bottom of the truth about how the FARC used child soldiers, both as cannon fodder, and they forced them into battle, basically, to go on these missions with them, and also as sex slaves. I mean, these underage girls, and sometimes girls who were not minors. The one particular one that I wrote about was forcibly recruited by the FARC when she was 22. But they used them as sex slaves, and they if the girls got pregnant, they gave them forced abortions. So it's really a horrific set of accusations. And now the peace court is not hearing these women tell their stories in court. They want to treat the FARC kind of like a faceless organization and say, yeah, they're guilty for that. Let's move along here. And the women are saying, that's not justice. That's not what we were promised. And they're asking for their day in court, and they're not getting it.
You introduce us to critics of FARC that I'd miss, Mary, including the New York Times, because of the shortfall of the promises made by Santos and the delivery. So I want to concentrate on the women being abused. This can't be the only thing that the FARC have not delivered on. There must be a library of misstatements by Santos that need to be corrected. The puzzle here is Colombia seems these days, in comparison to the FARC days, stable. It has leftist politics, I understand, and the virus has made everybody's life strange, the virus. But is FARC understood today to have lived up to its promises to not make war anymore, or are they still in the jungle as narco-terrorists?
Well, I should say that the New York Times, in the citation that I put in my column, was not a criticism of the FARC as much as it was of Juan Manuel Santos, who was given sort of comically given the Nobel Peace Prize for putting together this deal, in which he lied to the Colombian people because he told them that once he put the deal together in Havana, by the way, with help from the Cubans, that he would then put the deal in front of the Colombian people and allow them to vote on it. He told me in several interviews they would have the last word on the deal. Of course, the Colombian people rejected the deal, and Santos pushed it through anyway. So getting to your question about what happened after that, what we see is that the murder rate has not gone up back up to the levels that it was at before Alvaro Uribe defeated the FARC. But it has been inching up. And in certain parts of the country, there's quite a bit of really, really scary violence. And it's almost all related to drug trafficking. These are criminal gangs, the FARC being one of them. They call the FARC actors who are involved in this criminality, drug trafficking and other kinds of smuggling of contraband and kidnapping, extortion. They call these people dissident FARC. But the point I was making in the column is it's not clear there's such thing as dissident FARC because we have two FARC leaders who were caught in a DEA sting back in 2018, after the peace agreement was signed, after they agreed to put down weapons, after they agreed to stop drug trafficking. And when the U.S. asked for their extradition, one of them fled into hiding, gave up his seat in Congress. And the other one, the peace court that Mr. Santos organized, refused to hold him. And when they let him go, he fled to Venezuela. So the peace, so-called peace process, is looking like a big fraud.
What do the victims of the child soldiers and sex abuse, what do they want to happen? What is their ambition? Flor Enid Ramirez, what would she accept as a resolution of her of the crimes against her?
Well, she wants to be able to go into the peace court before the tribunal, talk about what happened to her, but also talk about the FARC victims. She wants those FARC assailants, the people in the FARC who did what they did to her, to sit there in the courtroom and listen to her stories and themselves have to acknowledge what they did to these women. And as I said before, the peace tribunal is basically saying, it was this sort of faceless organization called the FARC, and yeah, they did those things, and let's move along here. And that is not that's not the truth, which President Santos promised. And it lacks the recognition of what these young women went through. And I think that if you're going to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again, there has to be accountability, responsibility. And, you know, lastly, some of these people, all of these people were supposed to be compensated in some way. So you have the FARC, these guys, millions of dollars in drug trafficking profits. And they basically, as part of the deal, they told Santos, we don't have any money. I mean, they hid all their assets. So they're not making reparations either.
Does the Duque government
really a joke?
Does the Duque government have the authority to resolve this or move in some fashion because it's not being resolved?
No, I would say that they don't have the authority, they don't have the power, and I'm not even sure they have the political will. As I mentioned in my column, you know, these FARC guys got seats in Congress. So they're now seating in Congress. They're part of the lawmaking legislature of the Colombian government. So they're sitting there telling Colombian people how they're going to make the laws, where the Colombian people who were the victims of them have gotten nothing. And the Colombian political establishment seems to just sort of want to move along. Oh, we made peace. This is good. Let's move along. Now, as the violence has started to escalate in certain pockets, which are basically drug trafficking routes, you know, it's becoming more and more of an issue. But one of the reasons why I wrote this column at this time is this is Women's History Month. And you have all these officials in political establishment talking about how much they respect women and they care about women, but what they're doing to these women victims of the FARC really demonstrates that they have not moved an inch off of, you know, kind of disregarding the rights of women which is what the women's movement was meant to be about. It's just all talk. They're not doing anything for them.
You note one of the FARC leaders fled to Venezuela, and an attendant story is Venezuela's a refuge for all the rascals and scoundrels and villains of the region. One particular question, however, has to do with a man who was Colombian-born. His name is Alex Saab, and we're just going to tuck in here that Saab has been held in the Cape Verde Islands at the direction of the U.S. seeking an extradition. It is unresolved. It's before several courts. I just want Mary to remind us why it is that Saab is so critical to the Maduro regime in Caracas that they would undergo all these attempts to free him using lawfare. What does he represent, Mary, Alex Saab?
Well, Alex Saab calls himself a businessman, and in fact, he did become, even though he was Colombian-born, he became a naturalized Venezuelan citizen, and he works for the Maduro government as a kind of go-between in doing deals with Iran and other nefarious actors around the world. Venezuela says, well, they send him out to kind of, you know, get food and do oil deals and so forth. But there's a heck of a lot of corruption in the Maduro government. And for sure, Alex Saab knows about it. So if he were to be extradited to the U.S., there's a lot he could share with U.S. law enforcement that Nicolas Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela, probably wouldn't want shared. And that's why there's been such a tug of war for this guy.
Mary Anastasia
Since June of last year.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. The virus still grips South America, and it's coming fall into winter, another threat to the whole of the continent. We're going to Latin America next, and with a vaccine that may be an answer. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.